You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A record 55,000 migrants left Germany voluntarily this year, more than twice the number deported. German media got the data from the Office for Migration and Refugees. Stefan Boss tells us more.
Data over the period January through November from Germany's Federal Office for Migration and Refugees shows that tens of thousands of migrants have left the country voluntarily. Most of them went back to the Balkans. Albanians formed the largest group of some 15,000 people. They are followed by about 15,000 people returning to nearby Kosovo, Serbia and Macedonia. Germany saw large numbers of people from Balkan nations, who had slim chances of being granted asylum, arrive in early 2015. Yet there are also at least 5,000 migrants who have returned to Iraq, and more than 3,000 to Afghanistan, despite reports of ongoing attacks by Islamic militants in those nations, including against Christians and moderate Muslims. German authorities revealed Wednesday that a government approved funding for some 55,000 migrants to return to their homelands this year, paving the way for a significant increase in voluntary departures. That is more than twice the nearly 24,000 people who were forcibly deported this year from Germany by November. It comes amid mounting public resentment towards migrants fleeing war and poverty after several attacks linked to Islamic militants, including the recent Christmas market attack in Berlin that killed 12 people and injured nearly 50 others. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has come under political pressure over her open-door policy towards refugees, as the country registered last year some 900,000 asylum seekers. While she agrees with stricter policies towards migrants, Merkel has made clear she wants Germany to remain a country that provides shelter to the most vulnerable people fleeing war-stricken nations such as Syria. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.